Hi, it's Robert Chip Clark here, and I'm here with the Firestarter, Twisted Firestarter.
Don't know about that. I think he's been and gone, bless him. I'm a bit more long and thin starter.
And you're Leroy Thornhill, the legend.
Yeah, I don't know about legend, but you got my name right. I'm part of an amazing band, but... Yeah, I'm just like everyone else. I wouldn't say I'm a legend yet.
What was it like making the classic songs Outer Space and Firestarter?
Liam obviously writes the music, so he's a genius. But I think from day one, from me and Keith hearing the demo tape, we knew that there was something like amazing there, you know. When we were, I suppose, fans, I don't know how to explain it. When we first heard Liam's music, it was like, my God, this is amazing, you know. So me and Keith had the same reaction to Liam's early tunes as all you guys and everyone else got to the whole journey, Smack My Bitch Up, Out of Space, Firestarter. Me and Keith had that experience the first time we heard a demo tape, you know, because Liam was just a genius. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's hard to explain because we all feel like we were just normal people. So that's the best way to explain it. Me and Keith had the same feeling that all you guys have ever had hearing a Prodigy tune, because we heard it for the first time as well, you know.
And you've done loads of festivals. What's the best?
I think that's impossible to say. You know, obviously playing Glastonbury is historic. We've done Nebworth with Oasis, which is pretty crazy because no one knew we were playing. Then we played Red Square in Moscow to 200,000 people. So, and then, we played venues like this when we were, before people knew who we were. So it's impossible to say a best. You know, they've all got their thing. It doesn't matter if it's small or big. If the people enjoy it and you capture them and you've got them on your side, it's amazing. The size doesn't matter. So I'm lucky that I think I can say there isn't one that stands out as the best. They're all amazing, every single one, you know.
What was it like recording the video for Firestarter?
Oh, God. I don't know if you've seen the making of Firestarter. I was very drunk. I was waiting for about, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours. Me and Maxim were just waiting upstairs for 5 or 6 hours in a room smaller than this with plastic chairs, an old railway station. So we weren't very happy. Like, we had to walk down 1,000 stairs into an asbestos-filled old train tunnel. We'd go all the way down there and they'd be like, actually, we don't need you now. You can go back upstairs. And would you tell us to come down? So we got there at something like 8 in the morning and they started filming me and Maxim at 5 or 6. By that time, I was proper drunk. So, yeah, there's a video, electronic punks, I think. Punk, I don't know if Firestarter's on there. But there's one where there's a making of Firestarter, and we all just say, the guy with the sideburns and the yellow shirt, that's me. But we just call, everyone just says that guy with the yellow T-shirt and the sideburns, because I was so drunk, it kind of wasn't me. I was really annoying. Everyone hated me. Yeah. So, but I mean, Keith done a good job. Me, I think you see me about 3 or 4 times, me and Maxim running down the tunnel. We were so drunk by the time they filmed us that they'd left us. That's enough of you two. You can go home now.
Out of Space, another classic Prodigy song.
Yeah, blessing Max Romeo, where we got the sample from. He died this week.
Sorry to
hear that. Oh, man, everyone dies. It's life, you know. But, you know,
sorry to hear about Keith as well.
Oh, man, you know, Keith made his decision. Of course, it was too early and everyone loves him. But, you know, to be honest, there's not many people that, you know, he's here forever.
He is.
Someone, somewhere, right this second is listening to Keith, you know, or watching Keith. So I think, you know, I don't want to sound morbid or bad, but, you know, we've done everything in this life, seen everything, done everything, and, you know, it's kind of like it had enough. So I kind of, for me personally, the way I loved him, I understand it. I always knew he'd done it too early, but he always said, I expected a phone call. He's fallen off his motorbike, or he was in his Land Rover going over the Alps and it rolled off the side. He was always doing something crazy. So you never expected him to die in his sleep, if you know what I mean. So it was too early, but, you know, he made his choice, and I love him. I always will. And, you know, unfortunate as it is, he'd had enough of this place and decided to go somewhere else. So, you know, you have to accept that. You know, my sister's boy done the same thing 3 weeks ago.
You know, it's
heartbreaking, but we all die, you know, and you have to celebrate people's lives. You can't be sad. Of course, it's upsetting when it happens, but, you know, I've got things that Keith bought me stuff for my birthday, you know, and every morning when I walk into my bathroom, I see things that Keith bought me, so I think of Keith, you know, every time I see...
That's lovely.
Yeah, and it makes me smile because I only got good memories, you know, so that's life, man. You can't... that's just who I am. I can't continue to be upset. You're upset at the moment, but then you can see me now, the smile on my face of the good things he brought to me.
The memories.
Yeah, and if it weren't for me and Keith, maybe there wouldn't be a Prodigy, because it was me and him sitting in that bedroom and said, man, this is good. We need to tell him to make a band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So everything I am, everything I've got is part to do with my buddy. So that's just life, you know.
The Prodigy are the best live band I've seen. I've seen the Prodigy at the Isle of Wight Festival twice, 2015, uh-huh, and also last year.
Yeah. I mean, good for the boys that they're still doing it. Personally, I'd like to see some new music, and I'd like the new music to go backwards a bit. You know, I think I've had enough of the guitar, real hard guitar thing. I'd rather hear a bit more dance stuff, you know, and a bit more. Yeah. But that's my only complaint. I think you can't stop it, because it's something that the world needs to hear and be shared with. And, you know, when I left, it evolved into a rock band. You know, and I think now that Keith's left, it needs to evolve into something else. That's my opinion, you know, and I think it just needs something fresh, because, you know, everything I see from the last 4 years, the set and everything is the same, and the fans are all like, well, when are we going to hear some new stuff? You know, and I don't expect Liam to be an angry young man anymore. He's 55, family and kids. We all get old. The Rolling Stones get old. Everyone gets old, you know, but he's so talented that he needs to just do a few new tracks for the people who have supported him for all this time. You know, that's just how I feel. You know, I think you can never replace Firestarter. You're not trying to replace anything, because everything is done in classics. And if I went and see the Rolling Stones or the Beatles or Fleetwood, any band, I want to hear stuff I know, but and not just new stuff. If it's just new stuff, it's as bad as not having any just old stuff, you know. So for me personally, I would just like to hear a few new tunes. That's it.
I agree with you on that.
Honestly, I'm so sick of playing the music. I play the stuff from when I was involved with it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really play a lot of the new stuff because I was involved with it and I don't like it as much. That was my period, was when the 90s, you know, so I feel okay, confident and happy playing that stuff because I was part of it. But the newer stuff, a lot of the time I'm like, I don't know if I like it as much. So, yeah, it's a hard thing. You have to imagine if someone said to you every week, cook the same meal on a Saturday night and eat the same thing and do the same thing for 30 years, it's hard work. But for me, I know people want to hear it. They expect me to play some of it. And, you know, it's amazing, amazing music. But, yeah, it's 30 years now, so I'm an old man.
You look good.
Black don't crack, baby. Black don't crack.
How was your set tonight?
Oh, man, I loved it. I loved it because, I don't know, I like playing with people. I literally don't know the first song I'm going to play. So I walk out. I like to get here an hour before so I can hear what Omar's doing and what energy he creates. And then when they said to me, Kelly, and you've got 5 minutes before you start. I'm like, what am I going to do? what's the first record I'm going to... I have no idea what... I know that I'm going to mix Smack My Bitch Up into Nirvana at some time, you know. But I never, ever planned a set in my life. So the first song, I never know what I'm going to do. What speed? Well, so I picked the first song and then I just flick through until I see the next one, you know. So, and I don't like to stay in one place. I like techno, I like house, I like drum and bass, I like breakbeat, I like rock and roll. You know, I love everything. And I think nobody's life is linear. No one's life is flat. It's up and down. Good times, bad times, hard times, soft times, you know, and that's what music should be for me. If I went and saw the Foo Fighters or a rock band, David Bowie, the Beatles, Fleetwood Mac, the Jam, whatever, where we grew up with, if it was all the same speed and the same key, I'd ask for my money back. Oh man, come on, you know, make an effort to, you got to impress me, you know. I don't expect to like every part of my set, and that's what I like going hard. And you can see people like, for the first one they're like that, second one they're like that, third one they're like, should I go and get a drink? And then I change it. Yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah, I like this one, I'm just gonna wet myself right here, you know. You know, that's my job, is to make a party. And like at the end of the day, I've got 1,000 songs on a memory stick.
Yeah.
You know, I go to some places and I'm just like, you know what, I'd be better off playing Michael Jackson. So I'll play Michael Jackson. I'm here to make a good time, not for myself. And I've got 1,000 songs.
Wow.
You know, so, or more, I don't know. It's a memory stick. It's a 16 gig of music. So you can't go wrong, because if I can't entertain people, I shouldn't be doing this. You know, if I just stay here and play, I know some DJs and I'm like, how was your gig? And I'm like, oh, the people didn't understand me. I'm like, the crowd didn't understand you. No, you didn't understand the crowd, dude. Yeah,
the crowd.
You're here for them, not for yourself. You've got 1,000 songs. You can do anything.
The crowd tonight were loving it.
Yeah, man. Well, they pick the tracks. Like I say, I like it hard, soft, up and down. I like it when you feel like you've had enough, it changes and takes you down for breathe again, and then brings it up again. And like I say, no one's life goes like that. Everyone's life is like that. So surely, if you want to connect with someone's people, their heart rate, whatever you want, their energy, you have to match life, which is like that, you know? So I don't think it's rocket science. And I think that people who plan their sets, I really, really don't like that.
Yeah.
I think you're disrespecting people, you know? It's kind of like, just put a CD in then. If it's going to be a match of exactly the same thing that you want to do, just put a CD in and go home. Anyone can do that, you know what I mean? It's about, and then they sort of, oh, the crowd didn't get it. No, you don't know how to work the crowd. You know, you can't expect people to like everything you do. That's life. But if they don't like it and you've got an opportunity to change it and you don't, you're a fool. Sorry, is that bad?
It's okay. It's truthful. I agree with you.
No one's life is flat. You know, we all have ups and downs, and that's it. Dynamics is what life's about. So I feel like I'm in connection with that, and the audience draw that out of me. I'm like, oh. You know, I see one or two people, and they'll be like, I play something a bit housey or something. They're like, you know, we want it a bit harder. And I'm like, yeah, you just wait for a couple of songs, you know what I mean? And then I see them like headbanging two songs later, like, oh yeah, and I'm like, yeah, it's worth waiting for. You know what I mean? If I played bang, bang, bang the whole way through it, you'd be gone. You wouldn't even like it. You'd be like sick of that, you know? So it's like, I'd rather just tease you. Yeah, all right, I'll give you a little taste of what's coming and, you know, and stop it and stop. I make mistakes and I like that because that's real. You know what I mean? Oh, that one's a bit out of time, push it in, and almost a bit scratchy and all that. Who cares? It's a flash in the pan. You know, when you're up there, if you make a mistake, it feels like the biggest thing in the world. But people in the audience, it's a split second and they don't even hear it sometimes, you know? So that's life. Life's not perfect. So I kind of, that's who I am. If you, you know, if you want perfection, then you're looking at the wrong person. Doesn't exist in a person, you know. We've all got our ups and downs, our traits, our good things, our bad things, and nobody's perfect. So as soon as you can accept that about yourself as well, it's easy, you know.
That's true. Have you done the Isle of Wight before?
Done the Isle of Wight Festival.
What was it like?
It was awesome. The only thing was I was so gutted because the Police were playing. It was when the Police got back together with Sting and they were on at the same time. So I was like, these are trying to turn it down so I listen. I was like, I can't believe it. You know, I grew up listening to The Police. They're at the festival and they're on at the same time as I'm DJing. So I was gutted. Wow. But man, I want to come back here as much as I can. It's a lovely place, lovely vibe.
It is. It's like Ibiza.
No, it's better than Ibiza.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in Ibiza, everyone thinks they're a superstar. Yeah, in that one. Too much drugs and... Yeah, I'm a superstar. No, you're not. You just wear loafers. With a little gold chain on the front. It doesn't make you a superstar, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I used to go to Ibiza. I had a residency there for 15 weeks. And I was playing Eden, and they had Lisa Lashes and Anne Savage in Eden, and I was doing the back room. And they were playing Hard House. Oh my God, it was like being dragged along behind a train. I'd be like, oh no, I've got to go to the toilet. That means I've got to go out there, because I was doing the back room. Yeah. And I had all the workers and the local people, because I was doing something different. But honestly, Ibiza, it's not me. You know, they'd say to me, oh yeah, you know, we've got this lovely hotel for you. Mm-hmm. And it's down in the main area and all this. And I'm like, listen, I don't want to be there. I said, I just want to be up in the mountains or something quiet.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to come after a club at 2 in the morning and listen to people to 8, 10 in the morning off their nut out in the swimming pool, you know, just awake all night. I said, it's not my thing. I'm not here to party. I'm here to work, you know. And I was like, you know, I just up in Pikes, up in the country, they've got a little swimming pool. Like, they've got a swimming pool there. I said, yeah, but it's full of sweaty ravers off their head, you know what I mean? And then they'd be like, yeah, but we can rope off a section just for you. And I'm like, really? How do you think people are going to think of me, right? Like, no, excuse me, you all got to stay up there, and this bit of rope is my personal area, the pool. You're not allowed in here. You know, if, what? Because you might be like, who does he think he is? I was like, no, no. I'd be for man. It's not me. It's house music. It's £15 for a bottle of water. It's nasty. It's Brits Abroad. It's not me. Never has been. Never will be. I like, don't get me wrong, I don't mind going to the island. It's a nice island. But I just, it's the same. Boom, 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 boom. House music. Everyone loves themselves. It's just pretentious. And it's not me. I'm just a bit more boring than all that, no.
You're cool.
You said that, not me.
And awesome. Thank you for letting me interview you, Leroy.
Oh, listen, that's amazing. Thank you for asking me, and thank you for giving me your time, bro. It's awesome.
Thank you.